UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $14 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Raven. 81-50-93-9 is the number, 3831.
You know, was your voice or the music?
93-9.
You're like, who's saying welcome back?
I know, it's like, what is it? Yeah.
It's the text line. People, temperature control is one of the most important luxuries in your life, especially when you live in this area. If you agree with that, DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. If you do call, ask them about the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. We use them at the studio in both 680 Studios and the coming 93.9 The Ville Studios. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
And today is a Wednesday, and it's a witch Wednesday. So thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a witch Wednesday. Be sure to get carry out or delivery from Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner. Fall sports are back, so get your box lunches. I almost burped uncontrollably on air, but I fought it. Get box lunches for your team. Coaches get their box lunch for free. Head over to ESPN Louisville Facebook pages for a chance to win a home gating spread from Witch on Saturday. Well, that sounds good. Try the ESPN special. That's a large witch for just $6.80. That's only for call-in orders. Witch, superior sandwiches.
Before I pick up my layer-by-layer conversation, I'm going to get to the phone lines. Again, it's 8150-93.9. Wayne, thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Marcus and Steve. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Good. I just want to weigh in briefly, but this is nothing new. We can go all the way back to the days of Snellenberger when Kentucky didn't want to play. Look, and the reason being, at that time was the stadium. They tended to forget about Vanderbilt had a ready so-and-so stadium. So did Mississippi State. But that's neither here nor there. But the schedule game was for the 12th, and there was no reason not to play the game. They didn't go to London, so that was BS. But that's what they always do. As long as they can get everything in their favor, they're good. And it's just like the IU series. What was no reason to cancel that? You know, just whatever it is to be in their favor. But I will say this: I don't care. They can get all the McDonald's fast stuff. But the thing about it, they've only got one championship. And the only reason they got that, because they had AD and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. You take them away, they don't win jack. But as always, guys, you know I appreciate you. Thanks.
Wayne, appreciate the call. Let me keep it rolling along. Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on? I'm going to look at this a different way. Me being a fan since 1980 with Denny and Rick, you know, Matt needs to worry about winning some games. And two, he was the one whining about no fans in the Yum Center and this and that and how it was unfair. So, you know, really Calipari called him out. So, me being a Louisville fan, I'm not taking up for Chris Mack. I just think he needs to shut his mouth and get the results on the court and hang up and listen.
Listen, appreciate the call.
Cool.
You'd be
wrong, but it don't matter.
You'd be totally wrong on that one. But that's okay.
That's fair, picking up
right where we left off, layer by layer, this is the discussion. This is the discussion. These are the layers we've been pulling back for you since we've been on the radio.
Yeah.
I left off after the ESPN call.
Yeah.
Totally unethical, for starters.
Right.
It's been going on for years. It's one of those things where you just, hey, I'm not going to sit and whine about it, but I will point it out to you. Steve.
Yep.
Just for people's memory, you remember when there was a hire that Coach Mack made that I said I loved.
Yeah, I do.
And you remember, of course Maben loves it. He loves everybody. He loves everything. I said no.
You do.
I said no.
I feel like you love a lot of people.
I love, yeah, oh, yes, but not for that reason. There was a hire that happened. And there's a lot of people, you know, scratching their heads. A lot of people, what's he going to do? Right? This hire at the University of Louisville was a older guy, kind of considered out of the loop, the recruiting loop, the high school gym loop, the circuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a media guy, right? Why the hell would Coach Mack bring in some media guy who hasn't even been coaching?
Right.
And I said, sit down, people. Let me teach you something about building a staff and covering your bases. Coach Dino Gaudio. Do you remember where he was at, Steve, before he joined the Louisville program?
I do.
Where was he at?
ESPN. ESPN.
In the studios.
Mm-hmm.
In the college basketball studios at ESPN.
Sure.
In Connecticut.
Yes. We talked about this. When the hire was made.
And I said, people, it's important that you get a guy who knows people up at ESPN. It's important you have ears in the room, ears that have been cultivated for years of working in that building.
Sure.
Because we have to admit, the center of the universe, especially college basketball universe, it has to go through ESPN.
Absolutely.
And I said, if you have hypothetically a David Scott in that building, you need ears in that building. You need people who know people in that building.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is how we found out about the unethical call being made about trying to get Louisville changed on the schedule. I'm not saying, but would it surprise you if there was a, man, guess what happened today, coach? Oh, what? What's up? Somebody from Kentucky called talking about your game with Duke. You know how that was a Monday night game?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Cal wanted to push his Mississippi State game to that night on a big Monday. He was like politicking for that. You lying. No, man, seriously. We told him kick rocks. Really? Yeah. But they did. But they did get the Saturday game day, Mississippi State game. All right, that's cool, man. Thanks for the heads up. All right. Hey, coach, get a load of this one. Your boy Cal and them up in Kentucky tried to get our Duke Monday night game moved. Say what? No. My guy up at the ESPN studios just called me and told me about it. Boy, that dude He'll do anything, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Just put that in the back pocket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, Coach Mack didn't run to the media. Guess what just happened? He just tried to make a call to get me removed from the studio. I mean, before we get our game changed. No. Just fold that little piece of paper up.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it right in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Stick it in your wallet. Later on, you just, what was it? Oh, yeah, I forgot to fold it up this little twinski and do it in the side pocket that I never use.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Sure.
We're still rolling along. The phone lines are open. Boombox Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
What you got?
Hey, morning, guys. I tell you what, man, shots have definitely been fired. I swear, we got Coach Mack looking like Pusha T, and you know Cal's looking like Drake all of a sudden. I think we got Beast. Like, I don't know, man. You rolling with the hit 'em up? I'm pretty excited though, man. You know, give us a little break from the old guys arguing last night. This is a lot better topic, so I'm with it, guys. Shots have definitely been fired. So yeah, let's do this.
No, listen. I appreciate the call. What I'm saying.
Keep rolling.
Brian. Oh, he's taking the call right now. But so far.
Yeah.
Which part of this conversation has been the most deplorable?
Oh, man.
Or maybe that's not the word, but yeah, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which of these have you been the most flabbergasted by?
That's tough. Well, I don't know.
Think on it. Joel, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maben. What's on your mind?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I mean, this is a hit on a couple things here. One, going back, Marcus, when you were talking about, you know, Calipari and Vitale coming out saying, you know, if it was a best of three series or whatever. If you're a UK fan today out there listening right now, just put this in your mind. What would you think if Chris Mack, after playing UK every year, came out and said, you know what? Yeah, we lost this game, a one-game scenario here. But if we played Kentucky two out of three times, we would have beat them. You know what I'm saying? That's really what the guy is saying. And imagine the vitriol, the freaking, all the grief, all the stuff that would happen if Chris Mack came out and said that. So I'll tell UK fan, think about that. The best thing that happened, honestly, is now you see, because fans don't get to see this, right? They don't get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens. And basically what Calipari, for him making these moves, trying to get one of our games moved or whatever that's convenient for him, all that is to me is that's Calipari saying, you know what, Chris Mack's new at Louisville. I can do whatever I want. I'm the UK coach. Chris Mack's this new guy that just came in. I beat him twice. I can do whatever I want. That's what it is. Calipari, I guarantee you, had zero idea that Chris Mack would respond this way. He thought this would never, ever happen. This would never get out. But he doesn't know Chris Mack. I mean, that to me is what it shows. Chris Mack is the type of guy that he heard all of this rumbling in the background. Chris Mack wants to not play the game. Chris Mack wants to move the game. He doesn't want the game to happen. So Chris Mack heard enough, and that's the type of guy he seems to be. And him getting on video telling all the fans what really happened, not all this Calipari spew BS and UK fan BS that they spew out there. This guy got on, called him out, because they basically got caught. Calipari got caught of acting like Chris Mack wanted to not have the game, and he called him out. So to me, that's what happened. I love to see it. It's a behind-the-scenes look of what really goes on here. I mean, UK fans, basically, they follow Calipari like Trump people follow Trump. They believe everything the guy is going to say, everything he says is golden. Well, guess what? You got called out, you got caught, and that's it, man. So I'm happy to see it. Good for Chris Mack for doing it. Now, the flip side of it is beat these guys. That's what's got to happen now. So that's my thoughts, man. Later.
Listen, appreciate the call. The end game is always going to end with beat these guys, but here's the thing. It's not just Coach Calipari doing that to a coach Chris Mack. There's an album out by one of the greatest musicians of all time. Goes by the name of Nas. I wouldn't call him a musician though. Right.
I wouldn't call him one of the greatest either.
Of course you wouldn't. You don't like East Coast. Okay, so here's the thing. The title of that is called of his album is called King's Disease. The meaning of that, of King's Disease, is you get used to doing these things that don't work anymore. You don't adjust to the time. You get comfortable. You get lazy. You think that phone call and Dick Vitale is all you need to do. But you know what? In a digital 2020, we can call you out. We can call Dick Vitale out. Steve Rummage can get on the radio and say, September 28th, this is Dick Vitale's tweet. September 29th, this is what Cal is backing. He can show you 25 examples in 5 minutes of Coach Calipari's narrative being pushed and pushed and pushed by Dick Vitale. Now, Coach Mack, you know, he doesn't suffer from King's disease. He doesn't suffer from the arrogance and the comfort. He hasn't been okay. There is no Kenny Payne now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these, I point my finger and things get done. It's getting a lot tougher without getting exposed. You think he thought for a second that Coach Mack would find out that he tried to get their game moved? Do you think for one second not one second did he think in a million years that Coach Mack could just turn on his camera and point out the top six most hypocritical things ever done in the rivalry of UK U of L?
Yeah.
The top six most hypocritical things you've ever seen done in the rivalry. I can list it off and get just as many views on Coach Mack's Twitter account than you'd get on it being shared by ESPN. It was at 500,000 in no time flat.
Yeah.
That's what viral can do in the sports world. I don't need that stuff. I don't need your tools.
Listen, 100%, man. And that's why I say, man, this is one of those deals where it's awesome because, again, I said it in the first hour, don't run from the narrative that he's punching up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, but now you're dealing with the wild young buck who's not afraid to punch up at you.
You made your entire career chasing Rick.
Yeah, sure.
You took his style. You took his playbook.
Mm-hmm.
You took and you...
And then started beating him with it.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes.
Right. Because when we say his whole career, because before you roll your eyes and go, what do you mean he's chasing Rick? He's 11-2. We're talking, there was a career.
Yes.
Before then.
Yes.
You built it on becoming him and punching up at him.
Yes. Yes.
And then you started to, because what did it do? I mean, Rick, it's listen, tough when you got somebody that's behind you. It's like, I'm not afraid to punch up at you. I got nothing to lose.
It's the reason Machine Gun Kelly
sure
roasted Eminem.
Yeah.
The only people that can truly take you out are the people who idolize you the most.
Yeah.
Because they sit around and study you year after year after year. Sure. What makes you great? What do you do here? How do you handle this? Your career moves. You know, you follow somebody. You know everything about them. I mean, of course, he was willing to go places that Rick wasn't in the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can do with that what you want.
Yeah, but what did you do? You forced Rick into however you want to say. I mean, at the end of the day, though, it's you made Rick uncomfortable. You made Coach Pitino uncomfortable. You made Coach Pitino do things that he was uncomfortable doing, and in the end, it bit him. You know?
Sean behind enemy lines. Thanks for joining. 93.9. What's on your mind?
Dude, being here in Lexington, Chris Mack got these fans in a frenzy. They want to downplay it so bad and like it doesn't mean anything. The Mack is making himself look bad, but I love it. He called Cal out. He called Cal out on his stuff that you went behind our back and tried to change the day and calling them about changing an ACC game? Oh, they don't want to notice that part of it. They just want to know that Chris Mack said, whoa, you know what? This is not an ordinary year. Let's move the game back because we don't want to play in the empty young and then a full rub. That's what they want to focus on. But Chris called him out on it. Like, hold on, y'all, UK's the one that's really doing the dirt behind our back.
Listen, Sean, I appreciate the call. Again, had it been 99% of us, the moment they canceled the game on the 12th and I heard something or you heard something or somebody heard Coach Cal say something slick, you know, any an insecure person, or a person looking for trouble would say, "Oh, what are you talking about? You canceled the game." They would have said that the moment they heard that slick schedule talk.
Sure.
And then when he goes on and doubles down on the slick schedule talk, most people would have said, "Look, dude, we had a game set up on the 12th. First of all, they canceled the 12th game. They canceled the 12th game because they said there's not enough time coming back from London, which has what hour time difference? See?
Five.
5 hour time difference is the reason for canceling a game 6 days ahead of time. And listen, once you were sitting and once you heard that they scheduled Notre Dame, because here's the thing. I think we heard whispers of that, Steve, about the Notre Dame game being put on the time that it was supposed to. That may have been the first whisper about the Louisville game.
Mm-hmm.
About there being a trouble with the Louisville-Kentucky game.
Sure.
Now, I'm not positive, but I think I remember hearing it was supposed to be on the 12th, and then Notre Dame got put in, and it was just one of those what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Right? But let's just say, even past that, when you put Notre Dame on the day, you better not go public about our negotiations for the game.
Yes.
You wait until we either cancel the game or have the game before you start trying to badmouth me at the negotiation table. Because negotiations break down when you start leaking stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're trying to cause my university to lose cachet in the value of this game.
Let me add something,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, Brian. Welcome back, Brian. But before the end of the show, I want to hear what's been going on with Brian.
Yeah, so, yeah. Or not. You can just, welcome back, Brian.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. No, my thing is though, like, is that even legal for – to me, Calipari calling ESPN and trying to make a change of somebody else's schedule, I don't think this is the first time this has happened. Why does he think that he could call right. ESPN and think that that's okay?
That's a good point, man.
Clearly, ESPN is giving some favoritism to Kentucky in this sense.
That's a great point, because it's like, if you were comfortable doing that, how many times have you done that? Like, is that a practice of yours?
It's unethical at the least.
Speaking of which, I know we're not supposed to really promote other shows on other stations, so I won't do too much here. But Dickie V wanted to tweet out and make sure everybody knew he will be – shout out to the text line. Wanted to make sure he will be joining a local Kentucky show. And you can get your latest on his book, The Lost Season, at dickvitale.com. And he'll be sure to talk about the recent soap opera between at Kentucky men's basketball, at Louisville men's basketball, plus Olivier Saar. So that should be fun.
How unreal is that? How unreal is that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word they call it in the radio? What's the word I'm thinking of?
And listen, there's nothing wrong with him joining a radio show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, I mean, he's allowed to go on shows. I mean, he goes on Bob Valvano's show, right, too, you know. But it's like, still feel like a, really? Now?
Now? Now?
Yeah.
To take up the grad transfer fight for probably your most important grad transfer to save your season? Right?
Yeah.
Or what's considered to be the season savior? And promote your book?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've told you. You call ESPN and try to get my game moved? You bring Dick Vitale on to promote how NCAA and the SEC need to hurry up and get these grad transfers approved? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've been dealing with for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been telling you for years and years and years and years. Brian, we got anything left on our log?
You mean for commercials?
No, on the quotes.
The interview.
Yeah, give me one sec.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Never mind the fact that Coach Stoops and his football program at the University of Kentucky honored that request in football.
Hit it.
To move.
Don't forget, people, in the back of your mind, Steve, I like to forget this fact, right? But this is the first thing I thought of, Steve,
mm-hmm.
when Coach Mack said this. And I know y'all are not gonna you're not gonna like what I'm gonna say. It's gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be a little pinch in the back of your mind. It's not gonna like.
Yeah.
We have an athletic director who went to UK.
Yeah.
Who is cool with their athletic director and president.
Mm-hmm.
If our athletic director can get a football game negotiate and move mm-hmm. like it wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's King's disease if I can't get that done with Coach Cal.
Yeah, sure.
That means Coach Cal is playing by an entirely different, not playing by a rule book, but forcing his way to cheat through the rule book.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're tearing out pages of the rule book.
Yeah.
And you know, you're omitting the rules.
Yes.
Vince Tyree is on a good relationship with the Kentucky athletic director. It should be able to get done instantly.
Yeah.
Listen, you know it's right. I know it's right. We got to go neutral. It shouldn't go no further than that. Vince Tyree, when he calls and says, dude, your 12th game got canceled. Your trip to London got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
12th, let's make it happen. Bang. Dude. Vince Tyree can call there right now. Hey, man, what's up with this Notre Dame thing, man?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to go on that day. You got to switch Notre Dame out. And that's our original day plan. I'm not going to be comfortable with you playing Notre Dame
sure.
that day and not playing us.
Right.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we think our rivalry is being manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
It's not okay. But that's the third thing you've done in this game and this situation to try to change the rules.
Yeah.
Keep going, Brian.
To move Louisville's home game from 2020 to 2021. If you can do it in football, seems like you could do it in basketball. Never mind the fact that University of Cincinnati asked us to do the exact same thing that we're asking Kentucky to do.
Bang. This is a normal practice during the COVID era.
Yeah.
I said it earlier. I'll say it now. Oklahoma State, whatever rivalry is in any corner of the country, everybody knows, dude, I'm not going to screw you with the no fan thing. I'm not going to mess over your team. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Let's push it off. Listen, you want to play neutral? Let's go make it happen. Let's go neutral. I heard this guy somewhere in like Louisville, Kentucky. I was listening to this, I don't know who this guy is, Middays with Marcus Maimon or something. Some guy named Steve Rummage got in there and said, he had a great idea, man. He said, let's just go play at a neutral HBCU or something. You know, let's get some good, you know, some good charity going, good PR going.
Telethon, we can do it all. Raise a ton of money.
Yeah. We can just do that and everything smooth. All over the country, this is what's being done. Nope, not here.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel 12th. Your London gets canceled. Cancel 12th. Notre Dame 12th. Everybody's going neutral or pushing a year back. Not you. Why? You don't have a good excuse. Keep going.
And we honor that request. Listen, I don't want to stand in the way of college basketball's best rivalry.
I know y'all want this game.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to at me. I want this game worse than y'all do. I lost an overtime game because my kids were not tough enough on the free throw line coming down the stretch. I love them. I coach them hard. You know, I love those kids. I push them hard. They work hard for me.
But I coached well in that game.
But I coached well.
Right.
I took some good players to overtime in a real ruckus environment. So y'all don't think that's hard to do or easy or difficult to do. It was very difficult to go overtime in Rupp Arena with my team versus that team.
Yeah. Cause don't 11-2 me.
Because don't 11-2 me. You had a far superior team my first year. And my second year, we went overtime. And you snuck.
It's a good game.
You snuck out of there.
Local SB game of the year. I mean, it was great basketball game.
I thought it was Evansville.
No, it should have been that, but it was. But no. I mean, in reality, I mean, it was best game around here.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Okay. Fans, I feel you. Trust me. I want my money. I want my university. It's money. I want to be able to get my school and my employees, and I want to get my programs back up and running.
Yep.
And I know it's not your guys' job to worry about that part of the game. But myself and Vince and all our sponsors and everybody we work with, they pay a lot of money. They support this program. They do a lot to get this ticket, to get this game in the Yum. The Yum, whose deal was blown up and restructured all of a sudden because of outside government interference, Yum Center lost a whole lot of money on the restructuring from politics.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
This would be a big hit if we don't get to do our game for another 2 years in that Yum Center.
Absolutely.
Like it's supposed to. I know it's a big time rivalry, yeah. But here's the thing. Sometimes you got to be farsighted.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to look at the big game. And the big game is you give this up now. Guess what he's going to do next year far as scheduling goes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whenever he wants.
Yeah, guess what? You let him get away with that ESPN call and canceling games. And listen, it's so funny, Steve. I could imagine him going, hey, y'all watch this. Schedule Notre Dame on the 12th. They're going to be pissed. And he schedules Notre Dame. And he, look, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I told you he'd call.
I know.
Like, I could literally see them doing that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of them things. You got to have a certain mentality or you just won't get. And honestly, I think a lot of media don't have that. But it's one of those deals where it's like, no. Listen, you're building your fence without asking me. 1 foot on my property line. And you're looking at me while you're doing it. Like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, you see that little stick right there with the orange?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, at the Rummage household, if you blatantly looked at me. Now, listen, you come over, you say, listen, the only way we can fit this fence in is if I take 1 foot.
Yeah, because the drainage is a little short.
Can we look at something here? Because this is my property. Because, I mean, my resale value, so now I'm going to go out there. But if you do that, do you know 9 out of 10 times, unless it's just something where it's like, man, this is really going to hurt my resale. Like, I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, like, you know, I can do without that. But if you just build it and you look at me and I'm like, hey, man, it's my foot. Yeah, it's just a foot. Get over it. I'm going to tear your fence down. Like, I'm physically... And I'm not kidding. I'm physically going to rip your fence down right in front of you. And we're going to have to fist fight.
But I'm going to let you build it first.
Yes. But it's like there's something in people, certain people, that have a little bit of guts about them. That's like, you're not just going to start taking little by little from me. Okay, because if I give you that, the next thing you know, your dog's crapping in my yard. Now the next thing you know, you're parking in my grass. You know what I mean? Like you know, and so Chris Mack, it was just, and I know we got a break, Brian, my bad. Sorry, 11:42. But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you may look at it and go, oh, he's just being a baby. Don't play on the 12, so you're going to throw a fit. No. Listen, I'm not Coach Pitino. Okay? I'm not. It's a different thing.
You don't make me uncomfortable.
You don't make me. Literally, it took the word out of my mouth. You don't make me uncomfortable, okay? And I'm not going to allow you to. I want my 1 foot back. We said the 12th. You agreed on the 12th. What are we doing here?
Then you went up and down the street, and then you went to the homeowners association and said, look, Steve's being a baby about a foot.
Yeah.
And then I get in front of the homeowners association and say, dude, he didn't talk to me. He didn't ask me. He did it. I asked him about it. You know, he said he wouldn't do it. And then he did it anyway.
But then you got on Twitter and you know what you saw? You got on Twitter. Look, you were at your kids' play or practice or whatever. And you got on Twitter and you're like, what's this picture of this torn up fence? Is that my neighbor? Steve tore my fence down. Yeah. And I let the whole world see it.
Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $14 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So what did all this mean? It means God knew what he was doing. This is basically what I want to say. God knew what he was doing. He was comfortable saying, you know, we're having trouble with the scheduling. You know, I'm not sure about how the scheduling will play out. He knew what he was doing, not responding. I think he's going to enjoy the backtracking. I think he's going to enjoy the lack of backtracking, right? Because you and I are.
Sure.
You and I are going to pay attention about, you know, how many people that crushed him are just going to try to spin it into, again, the, hey, let's just talk about the overall record of games that he wasn't even here for.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about what happens if he doesn't win. Because that's a better story. Because
that's going to be the narrative. Mac has to win. It won't be Calipari. Mac called you out.
He pointed out everything you just did.
Yeah.
In the whole, he just showed the world, this is what it's like trying to put that man on a schedule. This is what it's like trying to put Kentucky on a schedule. So when Mark Blakenbaker is in here saying, dude, nobody has problems with series except for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We've never had a six-point game plan on this is how difficult it is. This is how diva-ish it is.
Yeah.
This is how the word I used was when talking about the ESPN call. Unethical.
Right.
These are the kind of unethical things that are going on. And leave it to Marcus and Steve to point out the other angles.
Yeah.
That Coach Mack can't do. Think about that. Coach Mack had to be 100% sure about the claims he made.
Yeah.
You don't get to be Coach Mack and just I heard. Oh, I heard the note. No. It got canceled.
Yeah.
The London trip got canceled. You cancel this. You schedule Notre Dame. You did it all.
Right.
It's not rumor.
Yeah.
I need y'all to know this. So next time I make a decision and you have a bonfire with my reputation and you dance around this bonfire, ding dong, the witch is dead. We finally got something on Coach Mack that makes him not the lovable guy. That's what it was. Dance. Dance now. Dance on Calipari being exposed. Neutral media. Listen, Kentucky fan, I don't care. I don't care if you don't think it's that big a deal. I don't care if you sit around and say, you know what? Yeah, Mac, keep on bullying everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if the Kentucky fan does that. But neutral guy who has a bonfire with Coach Mac's name, where are you at today? Where are you at yesterday when Coach Cal says, if it was 2 out of 3, if it was 2 out of 3, Dick Vitale, if it was 2 out of 3 or 4 out of 7, we've been playing college basketball NCAA tournaments forever. The beauty of it, the beautiful game, the beauty of the entire setup is that you better strap them up today.
Yeah.
You better come to play today. That's why we all have acknowledged it's hard.
Yeah.
That's what makes Coach Crum a Hall of Famer to do it twice. That's what makes the coaches that have done it multiple times the best of the best.
Yeah.
That's how it works. It's 2020, and your rebuttal to having 7 of the top 10 best players in the NBA bubble, and somebody finally raises a question instead of Coach Cal tweeting out, all my guys doing the thing, all my guys doing the game. Who in the neutral department, not just media, guy that you work with who says he's neutral, when are you going to step up and not have to apologetically ridicule a Coach Calipari narrative?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you consistently have to follow it up with a way to put this on Louisville? Why? What are you afraid of? I know what you're afraid of, and I said it yesterday. It's probably a bad image that I put in everybody's brain, but it's a fact. You're doing everybody a disservice by coming in here talking about what Coach Mack's angle is. Man just told you, Scott made me jump through 6 hoops. He made it difficult in every single way. He gave himself an advantage in every single way. You think he just did it this year for the first time? Somewhere, Coach Pitino is... Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all know what it's like? Trying to schedule something with them? You know what it's like moving? Every time the game's here, you put my game on Christmas Eve or yeah. Christmas day after.
Yeah.
When it said Kentucky, it's the 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, you get people going home. You get people going home for Christmas. You manipulate the schedule. All this stuff means something, but you've not had a coach who was going to feel like he's punching down.
Right.
Like Steve said.
Yeah.
Coach Pitino has always thought it was punching down.
Sure.
With Coach Cal.
Sure.
Look, dude, you follow me here, you follow me there, you try to play me. Like,
yeah.
Do your
I'm just going to act like the game is another game. Yeah.
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 It's not like that anymore, people.
I know.
Steve let you know last week that it's not like that anymore with Coach Mac.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like that with Coach Mac. He let you know. We let you know years ago what it's like behind the scenes. You're all welcome on behalf of Coach Mac and what he gave you. You're all welcome. Say goodnight to the bad guy. It's going to be a long time until you see a bad guy like this. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.